It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over. That's right. It's the ETF of the week with Tom Lydon from ETF Trends. If you want more information on his firm, it's ETFTrends.com. You can also follow the firm on Twitter at ETF Trends. You can follow Tom on Twitter at Tom Lydon. And Tom is the president of Global Trend Asset Management. He joins us every week at this time. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Now, Tom joins us on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that most investors wonder how their interests stack up against the other priorities at traditional firms. Hightower sets its priorities differently, in line with investor interests. To learn how it works, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
the Charles Schwab U.S. Broad Market ETF, ticker symbol SCHB.
It's ticker symbol SCHB, the Schwab U.S. Broad Market ETF. Now, we call it the ETF of the week, Tom, but the truth is this could kind of be the ETF of any week because this is like the big base broad, I want to lay down a core for my core and explore portfolio ETF. Now, that being the case, I'm kind of thinking you must have something else on your mind other than like, wow, just go get a big, you know, generic mega cap fund kind of thing. So why this fund right now?
Well, you're right, Chuck. I mean, for a couple reasons. Every week you and I have a blast talking about specific funds and what's going on in the market today and why this makes sense or why it doesn't make sense. But we don't take the time out that often to kind of pick out a fund that represents a core position in your portfolio for an extended period of time and has all the benefits that, you know, ETFs have to offer. So recently, Schwab sent out some news that they have lowered the expense ratio or the fees within their ETFs to ungodly low levels. So this ETF, you can actually get for paying 4 basis points. That's 0.04%, which is amazing. It's close to free. And in fact, speaking of free, if you have your account at Charles Schwab, you can trade this ETF for free.
And that's really important. That's one of those things that for long-term investors coming over to ETFs, one of the things that sometimes keeps them away is the idea that, well, I want to put in $100 a month or $1,500 every 3 months or whatever it might be, and the transaction fees wind up adding up. Not if you do it on a no transaction fee basis.
That's exactly right. And Schwab's not the only one to offer that. Fidelity has some iShares. There are a few other brokers that have some no transaction fee ETFs, and I think that we're going to see that wave continue. I think we're going to see the wave of lower expenses in some of the big asset classes, especially with providers from Vanguard and iShares and State Street, because there's a lot of competition in this space, as the ETF marketplace now has $1.3 trillion in assets. Everybody's fighting over those huge asset classes. So here's an opportunity for an investor who says, hey, I've got some cash on hand and I'd like to put it to work. You can do it very quickly, very inexpensively, or if you want to add a little bit over time, as you mentioned, it's a great opportunity for dollar cost averaging.
While I actually use the phrase, you know, big mega cap, it's a big mega fund. It's not a mega cap fund because it is a broad market ETF and it does give you exposure to all cap sizes, which does make it one of those ideal core types of ETFs, correct?
You're right. And the exposure is much broader than, let's say, the S&P 500 by having mid cap, small cap, even micro cap exposure. So it doesn't perform exactly the way the S&P 500 does. You're getting a little bit more broad base. You know, a couple other things, Chuck, is we know from talking to investors on a regular basis, as you do too, that even though we've seen a bit of a rally here in the past few months, the average investor doesn't believe it. And there's $3 trillion that's on the sidelines. Investor confidence numbers came out recently. They boosted up a little bit from a low of 61% in 2011 up to 65% today. But still, that number was 84% in 2007. So my sense is that there's a lot of money on the sidelines. If people, as we get past the election, let's say, and they're feeling more comfortable about global economies and market and they want to put money to work, this sounds great.
That being the case, and because it can be a core holding, how much does a fund like this one wind up representing in a portfolio? I mean, obviously, this is one of those things you can put giant slugs of money into.
Well, you can. If you're looking, if you have a simple portfolio and you're trying to keep it simple, as far as the equity portion of your portfolio, it could be 40%, and that's not going to get you into trouble. There aren't going to be any surprises here. And the other thing, I think, as we get towards the end of the year, as people are looking at two things, not only how their individual stocks and mutual funds have done over time, but also what will the tax rates be down the road. I think we're going to be in a situation where we may no longer see those Bush-era tax cuts. And if capital gains rates at 15% are a thing of the past, there may be people that would like to take advantage of them today, but still maintain equity exposure. So you can sell your stocks and mutual funds. And if you're looking for instant access to the market, here's something that's pretty inexpensive.
It is the Schwab U.S. Broad Market ETF, the ticker symbol SCHB, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. He is editor of ETF Trends, president of Global Trend Asset Management. Follow the firm on Twitter at ETF Trends. Follow Tom at Tom Lydon on Twitter. Tom, it is always great to chat with you. We've got a lot more to do, so I can't wait to talk to you again next week.
Talk to you next week. Thank you, Chuck.
There is much more to go today on Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview, so stick around. We'll be right back.